We're going to turn back to Scott Horsley, who is at the White House. So, Scott, we just heard Pam there talking with supporters, but also some protesters. We should note there's a large protest that is scheduled to take place tomorrow. So this president coming into office with historically low approval ratings at this moment.
Obviously, Donald Trump continues to be a polarizing figure, a lightning rod, and you're seeing that reflected in the crowds for him and against him on the mall today.
Scott, it's just capturing this day. I mean, there is so much ceremony and history and a schedule that literally is scheduled down to the minute, all surrounding a man who is famous for speaking off the cuff and kind of hating a teleprompter. I mean, it just seems so fascinating, something like we haven't seen at one of these inaugurations in maybe a long time.
And we're told that Donald Trump has written out his own remarks. They're going to be shorter than I think a lot of inaugural speeches, but it'll be interesting to hear what he has to say, if there is any change in tone. When we heard him at the concert yesterday, he was still very much sort of in campaign mode. It'll be interesting to see if he adopts a different tone for the inaugural address today.
And Scott, we spoke a little earlier. You were describing that there's a change in the photographs already taking place at the White House, which is so symbolic, it seems.
It's sort of a half change. There are large photographs that usually show President Obama and the First Family on their travels or events here at the White House that line the corridor just outside the Oval Office. And those have all been taken down now. The empty frames are still hanging there, waiting for, presumably, new photos of the new president and sort of the new story that's going to be told when Donald Trump is sworn in.
Okay, NPR's Scott Horsley reporting there from the White House, a place in suspended animation, as you have put it, as we await the next president of the United States. Donald Trump will be sworn in as the 45th president. You can stay with us for all the inauguration coverage. Watch it at npr.org. Of course, you can listen here to your local public radio station.